Glory. Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Blessed and highly favored. Confession brings possession. What you speak is what you eat, and what you eat is what you become. Amen? That's vital information. And I'm speaking it to you in the same room, praise God. Not from another. Praise God. I want to start off with something that we'd like to start off with. The Word. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians 6 verse 7. Hallelujah. Galatians 6, 7. Is everybody there? Galatians 6, verse 7. Let's speak it together. Do not be what? Deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, that he will also reap. That law does not stop. You can't get around it. You can't jump over it. And you can't dig under it. It grabs us wherever we are, no matter what. Whatever man sows, he will reap in everything that we do. There is always a ripple effect of every decision. It says, and he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And don't let us grow what? Weary. While you're doing good, that means while you're sowing in the Spirit. While you're sowing in the Spirit, while you're doing good, don't grow weary. In other words, don't stop. Maintain course. Don't grow weary. Don't get discouraged. For in due season, we will reap if we do not what? Lose heart. Lose heart. You know, there are many who are losing their purpose. And I want to talk about that for a second. Losing your purpose is exchanging your purpose. Now, our purpose is associated with a cause, a dream, a vision. Every one of us has a cause. Now, there is a kingdom cause or kingdom purpose and a personal one. Is everybody okay? In other words, in the kingdom, we have a calling, don't we? And we are called to battle. Amen? Our purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom. And our destiny is to infiltrate the world system with the talents and abilities God's given us to rescue souls and take back what the devil has stolen. So we see that's about kingdom business, isn't it? Amen? In the area of personal business, we still have to fight. Amen? And one of the things is, in the purpose now, we want to build on our purpose or build the cause. We want to build on it. So our personal is that we have a battle, we've got a fight, we can't grow weary. Why? Because we're building a cause. We're maintaining a purpose. And our destiny, the end result, is still to expand the kingdom. That should be not only kingdom arena, but personal arena. See, so many times people are separating kingdom and personal. And there is an area where kingdom, there's a personal and there is a kingdom, but it still should be united. It should be unified in kingdom business. You know, we are about kingdom business. Kingdom business is an operation right now of first strike. That's what's happening right now. There's an operation of first strike. We've got to strike first to get things done. That means that there is a fight. Some people are still waiting for something to get done, and God is saying, what are you sitting on your blessed assurance for? Get up and do something. Get up and do something. And while you're waiting, see, so many people lose their cause. There's a personal cause. We want to be free, don't we? Amen? There's an area where our personal cause is to be free. Why? So we can destroy Satan's kingdom. Amen? And so we can expand the kingdom of God by infiltrating the world system. So with all of this, it's always maintaining the arena that we're in divine order. We're always maintaining that arena. And it takes a fight. It takes, remember, what's the key to victory? Consistency. If you're not consistent, it is impossible to be victorious. It's impossible. You can cry, you can weep, you can call everyone for prayer, and you know what? Nothing's going to change until you get off your blessed assurance and get your butt into the fellowship. then things begin to change. Why? Because it's the presence of God that changes us. Amen? It's the presence of God. We have to fight. We got to fight to pray every morning. You got to fight to pray. We want to pray hard and play hard. Amen? That means you got to fight hard. You can't grow weary. Oh, I've been battling for years and nothing's changed. Well, something ain't right then. Maybe you've been battling in the wrong court. It's called outer darkness. You know, you can pray and not obey. Every one of us makes mistakes. Amen? Nobody here is perfect. Although sometimes he looks at us as perfect because he looks at himself. But everyone makes mistakes. So when you make a mistake, you make sure that you stay in a humble condition. Don't justify your stupidity. It doesn't mean that you have to go out and blurt it to everyone. It's personal. It's between you and God. Amen? It's between you and God. And when you hurt someone, you ask for forgiveness. It's real simple. Don't let it hold you and bind you. Don't let it torment you. Cut it loose. How do you cut it loose? You repent and you ask forgiveness. You sever it and let it go. You know, the enemy keeps beating you. He wants to constantly remind you. And when he does that, what happens is then we begin to lose our purpose. We begin to get frustrated. We begin to get into a place of, well, what am I even doing this for? It just seems like nothing ever happens. But that's what the enemy wants you to think. That's what he wants you to believe. Because he wants to change your true belief system to a flawed one. And if you have a flawed belief system, you're going to have a flawed perception of things. You're going to see things differently. And that's not going to be according to truth. Is everybody okay? Losing your purpose is losing your cause or losing your dream or your vision or something that God's imparted in you. Even a desire, it says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will what? He'll bring your desires to pass. So you got to delight yourself in him. That's why we fellowship. We get an opportunity to delight ourselves in him. We worship here. You should be delighting yourself with him, not looking at anyone else. Delight yourself in him. Jeremiah 17. Don't grow weary while sowing. You know, the word says that we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen? So we walk by spiritual sight, not physical sight. So many times things look like it's just, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this one. In fact, I can't believe I got in this one. I can't believe I was that stupid to do this. I can't believe I made that decision. That's where you got to step back. You give it to the Lord. Why? Because if you're in relationship with him, you know what? Your mistakes are his problems, not yours. See, but the enemy wants to make your mistakes your problems. But they're not your problems. Why? Because you have a father that owns it all. There isn't any. Look at, he made you. He knows how many times you blink a day, how many times you breathe a day, how many steps you've taken, how many right decisions you made, and how many wrong ones you made. And he doesn't hold it against you. He knows it all. And he's always trying to get stuff to us. Amen? He's trying to get stuff to us. But we're so busy on the other things that we sometimes miss. But even when we miss, he has a tendency to get our attention, you know. Like you hit somebody's back of a car or somebody hits you or you know, something strange usually happens. Oops! You might get sick. You might have to lay down for a little bit. Look at all things that work to the good, right? To those who what? Love him. So no matter what your circumstances, no matter what's going on, it's going to work to the good only by your cooperation. If you're not cooperating, how can anything work to the good? You can't just sit there and go, oh, it's going to work to the good and do nothing. You got to participate. Again, battle. You've been called to battle. Spiritually, kingdom, and personal, there's still a fight, no matter what. And Jeremiah 17. Is everybody there? In verse 7, please. Hallelujah. Losing your purpose. We don't want to lose our purpose. We don't want to lose our cause. You know, there are people who still don't have a cause. They don't even know what the heck they're doing. They don't have a cause. Hey, you know what? Start first. Start with the first thing. If you're bound, get a cause to be free. Amen? Get a cause to be free. Why? Because you can't go any further if you're bound. You got to get free first. You personally must be free. Or the enemy will constantly distract you, mislead you, and have you tie your shoelaces together where you can't go anywhere. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Now look at the next verse. The heart is what? Deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Look at where there is hope in the future, there is power in the present. I'm going to say it again. Where there is hope in the future, in other words, if you've got a cause and you have the hope, heaven's operating principle ethics, H-O-P-E. So there's a heaven's operating principle ethics. If you're going along with that, you're hoping in the future. In other words, because you have a cause, you have a hope. That's hope is future faith. If you have hope in the future, you have power in the present. Because there's no distance. Amen? Now, false hope will bring weakness in the present. Because there's a difference between a dream and a fantasy. There's a lot of people that get a lot of fantasies and try to call it vision. That's because the desire is expressing more than the truth. Amen? Is everybody all right? Proverbs 29. And verse 18. It says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraints. In other words, where there is no purpose or cause, dream or vision, they cast the restraints off of the flesh, and they begin to so mourn the flesh. But happy is he who keeps the law. In other words, he's maintaining a relationship and not promoting lawlessness, but exposing lawlessness. So where there is no revelation or no restraints of the flesh will be manifested. There's no dream, there's no cause, there's no purpose, there's no restraints. So again, there first must be purpose, there must be a cause. You must have a cause. What is that purpose? First of all, if you're bound, get free because you can't go any further. Does everybody understand that? This is vitally important. And to be free, you must be honest. You must be totally honest, open. You must be naked before God. Be able to be seen through all the way. Because you cannot be free if you're not honest. And you got to be honest with God. Because if you're not honest with God, you won't be honest with men. Hello? Honesty. That was the first thing that started setting me free. I all of a sudden was like, you know what? I can't live this lie anymore. I don't want to live the way I'm living. I don't want to lie anymore. I don't want to exist. I'm done. I don't want to be an addict. I don't want to be an outcast. I don't want this life anymore. So the first thing that came to me was, be honest. Now, I didn't go around telling everyone I stole from them who I stole from. Hello. You know, there is an area where you don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing, you know. But people that I ran across my path that something occurred or whatever, I asked for their forgiveness. I repented, you know. But I wasn't about to expose everything. I went to the Lord and exposed everything. There was no need to expose it all to everyone else. I didn't need any more open doors to the enemy, you know. But there's that place where we've got to be honest. That is the beginning of freedom. It's amazing how many times we get people to fill out an application to come to our discipleship house and they lie on the application. It's like, shh, what's the matter for you? You know? I mean, it's like, they haven't gotten, it hasn't hit them yet. Be honest, dummy. You can't get free without being honest. Hallelujah. John chapter 10. You know, no revelation, no dream, no cause, no purpose, no restraints. It's easy to lose purpose of life. It's easy to lose the purpose of life. Many people commit suicide. Why? Because they've lost cause first. They've lost purpose first. They've totally given up on everything. They quit fighting. They just quit. In John chapter 10 and verse 9, I think it is. Hallelujah. John 10, 9, would you read it with me? I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to what? Steal and to kill and to destroy. Sometimes I don't know if people get this. He comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. If this is happening in your life, there is an open door. There's been a wrong decision that's opened a door. Something has happened. And we must shut the door. We shut it by repentance. We shut it by turning away. We shut it by forgiveness. Amen? Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it what? More abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. It was his cause. Was to what? It was his purpose. Was to give his life. He came here with a cause. He came here with a purpose. He came here with a dream. He came here with a desire of a vision. He came here to give his life. That was his whole purpose of coming. And then there were attributes to follow that. But he was going to die. That was his purpose. Does everybody get it? His purpose of coming was to die for me and you. What greater love can you have than that? To die. He was going to die. He came, put on life. Mr. Life himself. The one who created life. The one who established life. The one who is life. The one who holds life. Came to give his life. I don't think we can even comprehend that. Maybe when we go home we can. Hallelujah. His purpose was to give his life. Now let me end his purpose so that you and I would have life. That was his cause. And the enemy tried in every way for him to lose his purpose. He even got to the point where, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass me by. I think the devil probably did backflips when he heard that. But when he heard the rest of it, but not my will, your will, he probably started, his knees were shaking. Hallelujah. Again, we allow the devil to come and steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came as an eternal purpose, which brings abundant life by cooperation. Amen? Now listen to this. A cause, a dream, a purpose not worth fighting for is a fantasy. Does everybody got it? If you're not fighting for it, then it's nothing but a fantasy, and it will never come to pass. And we don't need any fantasies. Amen? It just distracts people. It misleads them. It brings discouragement, deception, distraction. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to get you to a place where your fantasy is so outrageous. And then you wonder why. Well, God gave me this. God doesn't give you anything that you can't handle. Hello? In fact, it says he makes it simple. He always provides for what he gives you. If there's not provision, it ain't God. Is everybody okay? The ploy of your enemy is for you to lose your purpose, your cause. And again, if the end result of that cause is personal, then it ain't God. Is everybody okay? It should always be kingdom. That should be the motive and the cause and purpose behind everything. The end result should always be kingdom, not personal, or it ain't God. Psalm 20. Hallelujah. Losing your purpose or exchanging your purpose, your cause, your dream, your vision. Psalm 20 and verse 1. Would you read it with me? May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary. From where? From where? From where? Is that assembly? Are we in the sanctuary? And where does the help come from? The sanctuary. Not outside. Inside. Why? Because it doesn't become the sanctuary. It doesn't become the place of God until the people of God come in. Then there's a unity. See, the Holy Spirit then begins to impart in each and every one. And he's already preparing you to help someone. It comes from where? The sanctuary. Right here. Right here, homie. May he send you help from the sanctuary. and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your what? Purpose, your cause. But listen, if without connection to the sanctuary, will your cause be fulfilled? No. You know what will happen? It will become a personal cause, not a kingdom cause. Woohoo! We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your what? Petitions. Fulfill all your purpose, your cause. From where? The sanctuary. Romans 8. Hallelujah. We have a bird in the sanctuary? Hopefully it's the dove. Didn't sound like him, though. It sounded like Sweet Pea. Romans 8:27. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes what? Intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose, which is his cause. Does everybody understand that? So you and I are called to his cause, aren't we? We have been rescued and saved to fulfill his cause. So we want our cause and purpose to line up with his. Now, it's like having the same building but a different paint job, you know? It may be a different color, but it's still the same kind of building. It's the same thing. Everyone, no, what's the end result of the cause? Kingdom business. Everything must be about the kingdom. If it's not about the kingdom, it's personal. And anything that's personal ain't from God. Hello? It doesn't mean you can't go on vacation. You understand that? It doesn't mean you can't have fun. It doesn't mean you can't play sports. It doesn't mean, look at the end result is the cause. What is the end cause? Doesn't mean you can't build crazy cars and stuff like that. Dear God, what did I get myself into? All things work to the good according to his purpose. Thank you. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Let's speak it together, please. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which what? He purposed, he caused it himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in all, one in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Purposed in him, working things to the good in me and you. Amen. In Psalm 35. Psalm 35, verse 27. Is everybody there? Let's hit it. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause or righteous purpose. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So does God want you to prosper? Yeah. He wants you to prosper spiritually, physically, financially. Yes, he does. But it's not going to happen without a cause that's associated with kingdom. If it's personal and it's not of God, then you got to maintain it. Hello? Because when it's God, God provides for the purpose that's according to his will. He loves that we prosper. He loves it. He wants us to. Amen? But he wants us to prosper spiritually. Be rich in the Spirit. Ephesians 3. In verse 8. Ephesians 3, verse 8. And to me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unreachable riches of Christ. The unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now in the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the what? Eternal purpose, or the what? Eternal cause, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Don't lose heart. It is an eternal purpose, an eternal cause. So if it's associated with kingdom business, it will always be associated with eternal cause or eternal purpose. Amen? In Romans 16. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Romans 16, verse 17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who what? Oh, wait a minute. Cause divisions. Now I want you to see this through. Note those who cause divisions and offenses. Is there cause according to kingdom business or according to personal business? Right, or else there wouldn't be divisions. Somebody got it. Now I urge you, brother, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and what? Avoid them. Why? Because they're about personal business, not kingdom business. Because if they were kingdom business, they'd be promoting unity, not division. For those who are such should not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies. Ooh. And by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning what? Evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. You, powerful, avoid them. Listen, you know individuals that are about kingdom business and those that are about personal business. Amen? Well, then their cause has nothing to do with eternal purpose or cause. It's just about self. Me, myself, and I. It's about building self-empire. It's about kingdom of self, not kingdom of God. It says avoid them. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And dear God, don't marry them. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he what? Purposes for what? Supporting the cause. Is that cause personal or kingdom? Kingdom in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a what? Cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Be a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22. In verse 22, do not rob the poor because he is poor, nor oppress the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord will what? He will what? Oh, man. He will plead. In other words, he's on behalf of their cause. He will plead their cause and plunder the soul of those who plunder them. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul. Why? Associations bring what? Impartations. Hallelujah. First John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's good. Amen. In the sanctuary. 1 John 3, 7. Little children, let no one what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this what? Purpose, cause. The Son of God was what? Manifested, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. Wow. Now, wait a minute. Is that a battle? Is that a fight? Amen. He was out to destroy the works of the devil. Your call is to what? Battle. Your purpose is to what? Destroy. Hello. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Cause. Jesus came, was manifested to destroy the works of the devil so that he could rescue the souls of man. In Revelation 17. In verse 16, Revelation 17, 16. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill what? His purpose. It's an eternal cause. To be of one mind and give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman who you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth, which is known as Babylon. He puts purpose in individuals. He knows how to turn a heart at any time. Does everybody understand it? How many of y'all know that the devil turns the heart also? Why? Because he comes and steals, kills, and destroys. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 3, I urge you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Now the purpose or the cause of the commandment is what? Love. From a what? Pure heart. From a good conscience and from sincere faith, from which some, having what? Strayed, have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. But we know that the law is good if one uses it what? Lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly, and for the sinners, for the unholy and the profane, for the murderers of fathers and the murderers of mothers, for the manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there's any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God which was committed to my trust. Wow. That's why the law was given. To what? Expose lawlessness. We wouldn't know what lawlessness was if the law wasn't given. Now, the law is more than just the Ten Commandments. Everything God speaks is a law. Does everybody understand that? What he speaks becomes law. His corrections are associated with maintaining me and you into a state of obeying his commands, his laws, his words, his voice. Not in a state of promoting lawlessness. That's why many will come to him and say, Lord, Lord, I did this, I did that, and you know, I'm cool with you. And he said, no, you ain't. You practice lawlessness. You've rejected all my voices, my counsel, my correction, my direction. You become rebellious and stubborn, and that is called lawlessness. Does everybody understand? Daniel chapter 1. Hallelujah. Losing your purpose, your dream, your cause. Again, a cause not worth fighting for is a fantasy. Does everybody understand that? Daniel chapter 1 and verse 7. To them, the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name of Belshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azrael, Abednego. But Daniel purposed. He purposed. He had an eternal cause. He purposed in his own heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed your food and drink, for why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are at your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. And so Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. And let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of king's delicacies. Well, they must have ate Twinkies the whole time. They ate pastries and, you know, all sweets and all kinds of stuff. Flesh and drank a lot of wine. They began to pucker, you know. And so in this, they did not look as healthy as Daniel in 10 days. Hello, maybe some of us need to eat just vegetables in, you know, 10 days. Anyways. So he had an eternal purpose. What was he doing? His purpose was to give glory to God, to show them that the ways of the world of the king were not sufficient, but the ways of the world of the King of Glory was much more sufficient. Amen? Ezekiel 36, we're going to close here, God willing. Losing your purpose or your cause, your dream, your vision, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, David said powerful things. He said, cause me to do this. Why? Because he wanted his purpose to line up with eternal purpose. Ezekiel 36 and 26, somewhere around there. Ooh, yes. 23, I like this. Would you read it with me? And I will sanctify my what? Great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst, and the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am what? Hallowed, reverenced, feared in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean, and I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you in what? Eternal purpose. And I will cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments in what? Do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Don't lose the purpose and the cause that God has given you. Again, if you don't have one, the first thing is to get free. Get free. Why? Because nothing else can follow. It will always become a personal. Has everybody got it? Unless you're free. We want a kingdom cause, not a personal cause. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed be protected by the blood of the Lamb, that it will grow and bear fruit for your glory. And that you would be magnified and expose your cause to each and every one. That we may fulfill the purpose of our rescue and not lose it, nor grow weary. Help us, Dad. Give us the strength from your spirit. Keep us connected to the sanctuary, sanctified, justified, and glorified for your purpose and your will. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.